So I said, thoughts on Caligari? He said he didn't eat squid.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Hello, Steve.
Hey, Johnny.
How are you?
I'm good, man. You know, it's been such a pleasure the last few weeks seeing all the cinema from around the world.
Yes.
And just really drinking in culture. Some of them even had some of the movies even had words at the bottom of the screen. Mm-hmm. It was
It's like the world's finest entertainment.
Yeah, it was very cerebral. And and in that vein, I'm so stoked to be gearing up to chat about the most highbrow of concepts today, which is reality television.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
yes,
amped.
Yes.
Two incredible formats leaping onto our screens here in Aotearoa at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe two of the best formats.
Yes.
I've long professed my love for Taskmaster on the show. That's roaring back into life again next week.
Like, what would it be, season three?
Oh, I think maybe this is four, actually.
Okay.
But yeah, this is back. This is a trend that the other show we'll talk about today forms part of. It's the old, like, multiple episodes a week. Mm-hmm. And part of me is really happy about this because you're always left wanting a little bit more from a weekly drop of something you love. But yeah, so Taskmaster's going to be Monday and Tuesdays.
Okay.
On,
is it still hosted by Jeremy Wells?
Still hosted by Jeremy Wells.
Yep.
Still Jeremy Wells, Paul Williams. This season's cast is, it's a, as usual, very well put together group of comedians, a good range of people. I can see them all sort of bringing very different strengths and many, many weaknesses to the table, which is why we watch the show, right? It's it's a show that really exposes panic and frailty on screen. And I think, you know, it's really easy to sit on the couch going, I could do that. I know what that's about, but
I mean, think fast situation is always like probably the most terrifying situation to be put in, especially if you're on camera and you know people will be rating your reaction.
Absolutely. So this season's contestants include Di Henwood, Karen O'Leary, Mel Bracewell, Ray O'Leary and Bubba. And I think that's a pretty good group of people. It's an interesting bunch of dynamics there. And yeah, just really keen to see this kick off next week. I'm so fascinated about the show from, you know, the lengths they go to. Like, this is Taskmaster takes itself very seriously. It's it's a very ridiculous show, but you know, there's no tipping people off to what's going on. Like, what you see is very much what you get. To the point where, you know, these cast members spend weeks in production. I think it's their weekends they use doing the tasks, but it must just hang over them like a cloud, right? Like, I don't know about you, but I kind of, you sort of reflect back on some of the things you carry with you from weeks gone by at work or from your social life. And
my opening voice break on the show this afternoon, I was like, why did I say that?
Never reference your mistakes on air, John. And surely it's in the BFM manual of good DJ-ness. But yeah, man, so imagine that you've just completely effed up a task on camera and you'd actually just proved yourself a massive idiot.
Yes.
And you've got another one to gear up for.
Yeah.
And in a couple of months' time, in a few weeks' time, Jeremy Wells is going to harangue you about it. Mm. And then New Zealand's going to watch it happening.
See it. Yeah.
So I think they all the cast kind of come into that studio segment of the show. Obviously, they know what they've done.
Mm.
But maybe in those moments of panic, you don't quite know just how bad you've come across on camera. And they haven't seen each other's. They're not allowed to talk about the show to one another. So you don't even get feedback about, you know, you did better than the rest or you did worse than the rest. So they're in this information vacuum until the scrutiny comes on in the studio.
So good.
So I think it's this commitment to the bit. Like, it's everyone really leans into it, from the cast to the production side. That's what's continued to make it such great TV.
Yep.
And and the results, you know, continue to prove pretty unpredictable.
Yes. Yeah.
So chemistry really works well in this kind of contained and controlled environment. In this other show, chemistry plays a possibly even more unpredictable part, and that's the other great format coming to New Zealand screens in a New Zealand production. It's on at the moment, called The Traitors.
Yes.
I watched the UK version of this and loved it. It's the game mafia it's a bunch of people living together. Three of them have been selected at the start of the game as traitors. Mm-hmm. They're working to eliminate the other contestants. Mm-hmm. They knock one person off a night, pretty much. Everyone gets together in the house and they try and vote out a traitor each night as well. It's a simple premise.
Mm.
What happened in the UK version was after a few days, people just started to lose their marbles. Mm. Like, it sounds really harmless, but you're all living together. They also compete in tasks to build a prize pool. So they kind of grow the sense of team, like...
Yes.
A team building sense, camaraderie.
They're
with one another.
They're all trying to increase the prize pool and get more money together.
Yeah, and so you're kind of doing these sort of semi-ridiculous things together, and then you go home and it's like, oh, I wonder if that person who's having a beer with me is trying to get rid of me.
Yes.
So after sort of day three or four, people are starting to get a bit twitchy.
Yeah.
By the end of the season, utterly paranoid, especially with a bunch of money on the table. The UK version was all civilians. Here in New Zealand, it's pretty heavily cast with celebs of one kind or another, a few radio broadcasters.
Would you say, is it 50-50? I reckon it's more like 75-25.
Yeah, it feels a bit more weighted than that. Like someone like Dylan Reeve, who's in it, for instance, is billed as a writer, but I think it's probably
a
media presence more than a straight civilian.
Yeah.
But it's interesting thinking about the skill sets that the civilians have brought to the show.
Mm.
So you've got a psychic, which, you know, should
Makes
set
sense.
You up well,
yeah,
or be deeply scrutinized.
Yes.
A former cop, of course.
A former cop. I guess we say this has actually turned out to be my sister.
It's actually has turned out to be your sister.
Yeah. Julia Vary, my sister, is appearing on the show of all people.
What did you think when you first heard that she was going to be doing this on the telly?
I was apprehensive to learn that my sister was doing reality television. But after having watched the first two episodes, Monday, Tuesday, I think she's actually coming across pretty good. So good on her.
I mean, it's not a dating show, so that might help a little bit.
Yeah.
The strength of the format does the heavy lifting here, right? Because it's got this very basic idea, but I think once that fuse is lit on the premise of the game, it can become very unpredictable.
Mm.
Some of the contestants have taken to their roles as traitors with utter glee, like barely able to contain how excited and pleased they are.
Yeah, just so. And of course, I guess from the outside, watching, you know, you just go, of course, this person is a traitor. But I suppose once you're in the game, you know, you just kind of, it's all bets off. Anyone could be the traitor.
Yeah, and both shows, you know, really, like all reality TV, the kind of hidden hand of it is just the strength and storylining via editing, right?
Yes.
Like, our suspicions are built, our feelings about these individuals are built by very, very selective edits, very, you know, certain glances, certain lines taken out of context.
Yes.
But boy, it really pays off.
Can I just say great editing on that note? Because, I had a few moments watching the second episode last night where I had some genuine laugh out loud moments, and it's not often that I would do that watching TV. I think, like, in the past I've said, like, Righteous Gemstones had a few big laughs, but I definitely had a few laughs watching last night, so...
Yeah, I thought the first episode was possibly a little clunkier. That was because of its nature of being introductory. And Paul Henry's presence, I'm still not sure that's really gelled for me. I felt his casting, as much as I'm not personally a fan of Paul Henry, his sort of role as the ringmaster of the show, it makes a lot of sense. It feels like it's good casting.
Yeah,
he's leaning into it in a very kind of camp way, which is coming as a slight surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure it's entirely working just yet, but sort of once we've got that preamble out of the way and we're just starting to see the interactions between all the different people on screen, it's where it's really finding its rhythm. So that's another twice a week.
Monday, Tuesday, it feels like two weird days of the week for it, but...
Yeah, maybe it's less competitive, maybe it's, I don't know, but it feels like these two shows are kind of going up against each other. Maybe not literally in terms of what time they air on terrestrial TV, but these are two big formats.
Similar
arriving
spirit.
At the same time. I think they've got a similar spirit. I mean, one's a lot more comedically focused than the other, but...
But I feel like it's a comedic cast almost strangely in Traitors.
Yeah, so sort of on that comedic front, who are the people that spring to mind? Former BFM Drive host Matt Heath.
Of course, very like cheeky, the cheekiest character of the bunch.
I guess Brooke Howard Smith can be a bit dry.
Mm.
Justine Smith, literal comedian.
Mm.
But yeah, I think it's there's some people that I hate already that are irritating me and I want to be sent home, which probably means they will stick around and go the distance. Mm. Yeah, I'm not sure really what else I've got to add because I really don't want to spoil either of these two shows, certainly not at the outset. I reckon get a gang together, get your whole household, flatmates, family, pals together. Both of these shows are great ones to watch with a full living room.
Yep.
Particularly, both, I think, because Taskmaster, you'll sit there going, oh, I would have done that with that bucket. And it's like, sure you would. And traders be like, did you notice that?
Look at the way that person looked at them. Yeah.
I don't think that I have the mental fortitude to participate in either of one of those productions. Just declaring it objectively on air. But, you know, producers, like, give it a try. I might say yes.
Yeah. Give it a go. I mean, both local shows, so proud of that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, they continue to be international juggernauts. Traitors have been done in a bunch of different countries now. And my conclusion from watching the UK season to the end is that there's a near infinite amount of possibilities of how it could go. So, New Zealand will put its own spin on it. One of the things right away that was very New Zealand was very early on in episode one, the arrivals who back themselves the least are kind of given an invitation to
cash out.
One of them can exit and cash out. And I kind of felt like, yeah, it's a little bit embarrassing, but there was just something very, very New Zealand about like, oh, yeah, you know, I guess I didn't want to talk myself up too much, but, you know, I wouldn't want to leave because then people might think I'm not. But it's some money. And if it was an American cast, I wager it would have taken a heartbeat for someone to
run,
be the first person to take some money home.
Yes.
Whether we're going to see that those stereotypical New Zealandisms fall away a little bit as the paranoia ratchets up.
Yep.
Remains to be seen, but I hope it's going to get nasty,
yes,
twitchy, and have a few surprises in store. Nice. Traders, that's on TV3. You can watch that on the 3 Now app. There's two episodes up there already. Taskmaster's TVNZ, which you can watch terrestrially or stream on TVNZ Plus, and that kicks off next week.
Awesome. Hey, thanks,
Telly,
Dave.
Eh?
Yeah.
Good
not
on
too,
it.
Not too bad.
Good on it.
All right.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.